Located on 12th Avenue, Gulf Coast Kids House features professionals and resources for the intervention, investigation, and prosecution of child abuse cases under its kid-friendly roof. Stacy Kostovicki is executive director.
We've got such a competent team here in the building. They've all been doing this a very long time. We really learn from each other as the case progresses how we can each do our part of the case better.
During fiscal year 2016, Gulf Coast Kids House served more than 3,600 children.
You know, ideally, the case is referred to Gulf Coast Kids House through the Department of Children and Families or law enforcement. But the more that we're out in the community talking about Gulf Coast Kids House and that it's a safe place to go, that we do have families show up at our doorstep wanting to report that something's happening at home.
And therein lies a major concern. 92% of victims are abused by someone they know and trust, 20% are abused before their 8th birthday, and the most common age group abused is between newborn and 6 years old. While not every child brought to Kids House needs a medical exam, Kostovicki says there are some things in common.
Each family is provided with a family advocate. We call it kind of the anchor to the earth during that initial period, just to make sure that family's needs are met, that they're well informed as the case progresses.
Every teacher, everyone who works in a school system, they're designated as mandatory reporters. So if we have even the slightest suspicion that a child's being neglected or a child has been abused, we are obligated to phone it in.
Escambia County School Superintendent Malcolm Thomas says that training also extends to support personnel such as cafeteria staff and bus drivers.
We've got the 1-800 number. You're going to phone it in and make the report. It may or may not be true, but that's not our job to decide. We just make the report and then let the DCF investigators make the determination once they make a home visit.
District employees are also trained to notice what could be signs of abuse at home. Bruises obviously send up red flags, but Thomas says there are more signs to watch for.
If a child's coming to school, you know, unkempt, looks like they haven't had baths or they're not being taken care of, those would be signs of neglect. Really hard to come to school and put your full mind and attention to the reading lesson.
And not all of the abuse is physical. For some kids, the trauma is emotional and or psychological, which tends to be a little harder to detect.
What you don't know is the child himself suffering from mental illness. And in that case, we would have either our regular guidance counselors or a licensed mental health counselor conduct an evaluation to see if they could ascertain better information about the child.
Another issue in the home is the instance of domestic violence conducted in front of the child. Stacy Kostovicki at Gulf Coast Kids House says that has much in common with child abuse, such as both centering on power and control and being highly cyclical.
Domestic violence and child abuse have always happened, but the community as a whole is getting less and less tolerant. It happened with domestic violence in the 1980s. As soon as people started saying, no, it's not acceptable to beat your spouse, they saw domestic violence rates vastly decrease.
While abusing children has always been frowned on by society, the traditional thinking has been that it's a private matter within the family. But as was the case with domestic abuse, the pendulum appears to be swinging toward less tolerance for child abuse. The number of such cases today compared to just a couple of decades ago seems to bear that out. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.